NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Weilin Wong.
And I'm Adrian Ma. The issue of abortion has a lot of dimensions. Medical, moral, legal. So in the debate over what this country's abortion policy should be, we often hear from doctors, activists, lawyers. But in this current moment with the Supreme Court expected to overturn its landmark abortion rights decision, Roe v. Wade, we couldn't help but notice economists are also weighing in.
Yeah, like Janet Yellen, former Fed chair and current Treasury secretary.
Well, I believe that eliminating the right of women to make decisions about when and whether to have children would have very damaging effects on the economy and would set women back decades.
And in fact, Yellen is not the only economist making their views known. More than 150 economists submitted a brief to the Supreme Court. They argue if the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will have a negative impact on women's economic lives, like lower wages and higher rates of poverty.
So what makes these economists so sure? The answer has to do with a field known as causal inference.
Today on the show, how causal inference helps us understand what the economic consequences of abortion policy have been, and what they are likely to be if Roe is overturned.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Burrow, the furniture company disrupting the way we shop for home. Every order, small or large, is delivered directly to your door for free. Take $75 off today at burrow.com/NPR.
The case before the court, the case expected to drastically alter policies around abortion in the U.S., involves the state of Mississippi versus an organization that provides abortions called Jackson Women's Health.
Dozens of groups have filed amicus briefs in the court saying, we support this side or that side. Lots of them are advocacy groups, medical professionals, and religious groups. And then there's one brief filed in support of Jackson Women's Health by 154 economists.
My understanding is that you sort of organized this amicus brief of economists. You rounded all these folks up. What made you want to do that?
Well, I did not initially think that we would have any role to play in this case.
Caitlin Myers is an econ professor at Middlebury College.
I really thought that this case would be about constitutional law and ethics, and that's not really our bailiwick, right? What I didn't understand until last July when Mississippi submitted their brief to the court was that Mississippi would make a direct argument that overturning Roe would have no causal effects on people's lives. And that's not a question about ethics, and that is not a question about constitutional law. That is a question about facts, and it's a question about economic facts. And it was really that moment that I kind of set up and said, oh, economists, we didn't say anything when Roe was decided. We didn't say anything when Casey was decided. But in this moment, we have a lot to say, and we should.
Since those pivotal abortion rights cases in 1973 and 1992, Caitlin says economists can now point to data. Data they say shows how access to abortion resulted in more women graduating high school and attending college. Also, how it increased women's chances of entering a professional occupation by almost 40%. And also, how it reduced the number of children living in poverty and reduced cases of child neglect.
So what makes these economists so confident in attributing these effects to legalized abortion? Couldn't they have been caused by some other societal trend, like increased access to contraception or changing cultural values or even the Vietnam War draft? The answer lies in something called causal inference.
For an empirical social scientist, it is like our daily bread and butter lives.
Fun fact, last year's Econ Nobel actually went to a pair of economists for their work in causal inference.
And here's what that is. Causal inference is all about using statistical tools to figure out how much one thing caused another thing, which I know it sounds like a thing researchers do all the time. But for economists, the field took a big leap in the last 30 years.
The huge game changer was advances in computing technology and the availability of more and more data.
Now, under ideal conditions, figuring out causation is relatively straightforward. The gold standard would be a randomized controlled trial. Like, take the COVID vaccine.
People who were randomly assigned the vaccine were much less likely to get COVID or to develop severe symptoms than people who weren't randomly assigned to receive the vaccine. It's a correlation, but the random assignment in a randomized controlled trial gives us a lot of confidence that we can interpret it as causal.
Okay, so a randomized controlled study is a great way to evaluate whether a vaccine is causing people to have greater immunity. But evaluating the impact of a social policy, that can be a lot trickier.
I would really like to know the causal effect of Roe v. Wade on people's lives. Well, the randomized controlled trial version of that would be, I have a time machine, I use it, I go back to 1973, and then I can randomly assign the Supreme Court decision in Roe one way or another, and I've got to generate a bunch of like alternate universes and see what happens in each. So obviously, that's impossible, but it doesn't mean it's impossible to know the effects of Roe and the effects of legalization. We have other methods that use natural experiments to try to get at that.
Natural experiments. The next best thing to creating your own set of alternate randomized universes.
In the case of policies around abortion, Caitlin says the first natural experiment occurred even before Roe was decided. In the late 1960s, abortion was restricted across the country, but then a few states decided to loosen or repeal those restrictions. Caitlin says this is a good approximation for a randomized trial because no researcher decided it was going to happen. It just did.
And when researchers compared the experiences of women in those states to women in the rest of the country, they found some pretty stark differences.
Legal access to abortion reduced the fraction of women who became teen moms by one-third. And it reduced the fraction of women who got married as teenagers by about a fifth. And I'll emphasize, we're talking about causation, not just correlation.
And Caitlin says it's not just the design of these natural experiments that leads economists to conclude legal abortion had all these effects. Another key tool in the causal inference toolbox that is often combined with natural experiments is something called multiple regression analysis. And no, hold on, before you skip ahead. Basically, we're talking about very fancy math involving calculus and statistics. And you can think about it like this.
You remember ever see those things in like kids' magazines where they have two pictures and you're like, spot the difference?
I like that. I like that metaphor. I think it works.
Multiple regression analysis allows economists to focus on the differences, you know, like access to abortion in certain states, while controlling for the similarities. Think trends that were happening across the country, like better access to contraception. And in the decades since Roe, a lot of economic studies have found access to abortion was the difference that shaped many women's financial lives.
And economists have used this type of analysis in a lot of interesting ways. Like, for example, there's a study looking at patients who were denied an abortion because of how many weeks pregnant they were, and compared them to others who did get an abortion before the cutoff.
These researchers saw that the group that got turned away was dramatically more likely to experience financial instability. They were about 80% more likely after they got turned away to have an adverse credit outcome like a bankruptcy than the other group.
And Caitlin says causal inference doesn't just allow economists to understand what happened in the past. It also helps them predict what will likely happen if Roe is overturned and about half the states end up banning abortion. Based on her research, she estimates in the first year post-Roe, around 100,000 women who want an abortion would be unable to reach a provider. And she says it's poor women, young women, and women of color who disproportionately feel that effect.
I can understand that people have different feelings about the ethics of abortion. And I have some ambivalence myself. But the facts are the facts.
And for economists like Caitlin, who deal in causal inference and cause and effect, the facts suggest there will definitely be economic consequences if Roe is overturned.
This episode was produced by Nikki Ouellette and engineered by Josh Newell. It was fact-checked by Corey Bridges. Viet Le is our senior producer, Kate Kincannon edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.